Hello, everyone. It's your girl, Nell Lynn, speaking. On today's episode of Black Girl Bare Minimum, me and my girl, Nadja Renee, as the Beehive-adjacent Beyoncé fans we are discussing the Queen Bee herself, particularly as it concerns the recognition, or more so selective recognition, she receives from the industry in comparison to her peers. Despite having the most Grammy wins of all time, Beyoncé has yet to receive that coveted Album of the Year award. We'll explore why that may be, and how it may be representative of what happens to Black people in many industries and areas of life. And be sure to stay tuned through the end of the podcast, where we play a fun little game that you all might want to get involved in. Now, on to the episode. Welcome to our first official episode of Black Girl Bare Minimum. BG Bare Minimum. BG.
Bare Min.
BG.
Bare Min.
BG. BM.
Oh, is that what you were trying to get out of me?
BG Bare Min. BG B. I was just going to do all the different ways that it could be. It could be whatever we want it to be on the day that we say it's going to be. Because that's how we're doing this. That's how we're treating this. Black women deserve the time to just kind of be able to not go above and beyond at all times, which is what we're used to doing in our daily life. So we're going to use this forum to just BG. One of them.
Okay.
I'm excited to be talking.
Indeed.
I'm a person that just talks anyway. So it's perfect, but.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
You know, there's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Are we taking this personal? Are we?
It's wherever you want it to go on the day you want it to go. There's very minimal structure to this. So personal, whatever you feel like divulging into.
I feel like I've been very wrapped up in this idea of picturing like my ideal self.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, implementing things in my day-to-day right now to, like, help me get to that ideal self. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, almost as if, like, oh, like, ideal self, like, what are her hobbies, right?
So, like, ideal self for the future or what you want to be right now?
Whoa. I think it's more so, like, turning what I want in the future into something, like, tangible right now. Mm-hmm. So, like, for my ideal self, like, what does her day-to-day look like? What are her hobbies? You know, and what's keeping me today from having those things be things that I do right now, you know?
So, what are you doing?
So, I started taking bar classes. I feel like I've been pretty consistent so far. I'm trying to keep it up. Walking more, just in general, like being in movement more.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to take up like knitting or something
mm-hmm.
in the near future. Just little like cozy hobbies, but also focusing on like health and wellness.
Yeah. And I feel that too. And I feel like, so for me, I have been trying to make sure that I'm like not only tapping into my inner child, because I feel like I, over the years, have become very respectful of that inner child. But I feel like I also was like, she has her place. Mm-hmm. And so I want to make sure that she shines out at all times or in any forum. And so, because I feel like that was the purest form of me before I started like, you know, before we started growing up, having bills and all these other things that we have now. And so I was telling people on my close friend's Instagram, I was like, I am finally using tax refund season this year to actually do something that's just for me and just for my inner child, because past couple of tax years, and this is probably the last year I'm going to have a tax refund, but the past couple of years that I've been getting a refund, I was like, okay, how can I pay off student loans? How much can I put towards that? What can I put towards this credit card debt? What can I save here for when I want to move here? What can I do? And it was just, it was driving me insane. Yeah. And I almost did that again this year. And I was like, you know what? I haven't played a video game outside of The Sims since I was like 10. Because The Sims gonna always be there.
The Sims is always gonna be there.
I may take 2-year breaks in between, but right. when I'm on The Sims, I'm on The Sims 24/7.
Happen on like every couple of months.
Or years. Mm-hmm. I need to pick that back up. But I made sure I finally got myself a console.
Yes.
So I'm a Nintendo Switch girly now. Woo! About to be making farms.
Oh.
About to be Mario Kart racing. I'm excited for it. So I feel like if I were to kind of take the thing that's on your mind, not to like steal what's on your mind, because that's on my mind too. But if I were to kind of like dive into that, like that's kind of what I see for myself. That's a way that I can start implementing now. And I know that sounds mm-hmm. like silly, like video games, but like,
no,
it's really like respecting what's at the purest form of me. And that's just being whimsical, having fun, and like not letting daily stressors be the things that like control me.
Right.
And so I'm happy to be diving into that. I'm trying to get moving more too. Mm-hmm. I can do a deep squat now.
Period.
Which is like, come on girl, it's a squat. But like my feet be trying to come up. So now I got flat feet, deep squat. I'm getting things together.
Absolutely.
So I think we can kind of go into like what we just want to talk about today.
Let's go for it.
So we are self-proclaimed. Are we BHAF?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I feel like I'm so cautious when it comes to like repping a fan base.
But you gotta rep what's like really out here doing it. I
feel more comfortable saying I'm a Beyonce fan than I do. Ooh, this is.
We're not in the house, but we might have like a condo for an extended stay outside of the Hive. Like mm-hmm. we'll venture towards the Hive and kind of be like, hey, what y'all doing? And then when it gets a little rowdy, kind of.
That's the thing. I'm not like Rowdy Hive.
We not Rowdy Hive.
Yeah.
We're not going to fight other people. Well, I would debate.
Right. And I'll defend what's right.
I'll defend what's right. Here's one thing that I do want to say too. Mm. And this is how I know that all Beyonce haters are just hating for no reason. They're unhappy. I hate to even admit this. I was one of those people where back in the day, and it's crazy because.
Share your testimony.
Let me share it. I'm going to get it out. So when I was maybe, I feel like it was 8 years old for my birthday, I remember my aunt bought me my first like actual CD, mm-hmm. which is kind of aging us, but she bought me a CD and it was B-Day. Mm-hmm. And I played B-Day front to back, back to front, all which ways I could play it. I loved it. And then there was my Haterade era. That was like probably around 4. Mm-hmm. I was a hater. Because mm-hmm. I loved Sasha Fierce, even though that's a debatable album in terms of replay value quality.
Okay.
So yeah. Here's the thing. Comparing Beyonce to Beyonce is like, that's the only way that, because I Am Sasha Fierce versus other albums mm-hmm. that aren't Beyonce, miles above.
Right.
I Am Sasha Fierce versus like Renaissance.
Yeah.
Different.
Right.
So I don't know. I was into that though. And I was like, okay, it's time for me to hate. I was hating on that. I was hating on nothing was the same when that came out. It was just a lot of things that I was just like, I heard one person say, that ain't it. And I was like, you know what? It ain't. So that's how I know people are just haters and they're unhappy with themselves because I was once that person. But I've been rejuvenated. I am reawoken.
Changed woman.
And I'm back to stanhood now. So, but when it comes to Beyonce, as Beyonce fans, we want her to get the utmost recognition that she deserves.
Let's talk about it.
And I think that she has so many different accolades. She is just a very decorated artist. We know all of this. And mm-hmm. I feel like there's still a way that the powers that be, like mm-hmm. the industry, mm-hmm. try to still humble her. And that's just telling to, like, what they try to do to Black women in general, period.
Monique said it.
Monique said it. Mm-hmm. And it keeps being said, and it keeps being brought up, and it's a topic for a little bit, and then...
And then it dies. And then it's not brought up again, and then the next time we say something about it, it's like, what are y'all mad about?
And it's like, they expect you to just be happy with the scraps that you get, because at least you're getting the scraps.
Because at least you got that.
And Monique is another conversation, too, because she's even just having fat Black women on top of it.
Yeah.
They're like, you're not even supposed to be here.
Right.
So you should be happy that you
have complaints? Right. Like, it's ridiculous.
So if Beyonce were to complain about, like, never getting album of the year, what would that turn into? I don't know. And it's crazy because how can you, and I get mad about just bringing it to, I love award season, even though they're not necessarily for us. I love watching it. I just love media. So I like movies, I like music, and I like to see people get awarded for it.
I will say, I don't know the last time I like sat down and watched an entire award show. Like, it's been years.
Like Grammys or Oscars or just period? Like, you haven't watched any of them?
Period. See, like, I have in the past, but like, it's been so long. Now it's just clips. Like, I really don't. And maybe that's like telling on my attention span, but like, I just, I don't have an interest.
I mean, I do think that if you're not like completely, first of all, there's so much content out. If you're not completely invested into those genres, you just want to see, oh, did my person win? Or, oh, who performed this? Or whatever. So it's like, I understand that. Because I'm a person that, like, just gets obsessed about those types of things. And it's like communal watching. I watch with my mom, too.
Okay.
So I enjoy that. But I do think, low-key, it does speak to attention span. I think our spans are kind of shot to hell nowadays, but it's also on the award show runners to make sure that they are keeping us intrigued enough throughout in order to watch the whole thing. So I do feel like this past Grammys was a good show.
Okay.
I do also feel like, and that's the thing, it's like, am I torturing myself by watching these things knowing that my people not gonna win?
And that's like, I feel like over time, that's what it feels like. Like, you start to just, like, I don't know, I don't even get my hopes up. You know? I'm like, I know she's not gonna win.
Yeah. And, like, the Oscars are coming up, so I am annoyed that there's not even a lot of Black people in the category. Except for if they're, like, sidekick characters in a white movie.
Right.
But back to Beyonce, back to the Grammys, back to her not winning Album of the Year. People have been talking about how she now has the most Grammys out of any artist.
Okay.
And that's where I was going to relate that to the Oscars, because it's crazy to me when a movie like Moonlight, for example, which was an amazing movie that deserved Best Picture, wins Best Picture, and yes, that's the number one thing, but when it comes to the individual, Barry Jenkins, the Black director, was not even nominated. So how can you put together the best movie of the year and not be nominated as the best director of the year? You created the best movie of the year, is what they're saying. I don't think they want to individualize us. Like, they can loop us together. So when it comes to Beyonce, how is it that she can have the most Grammys ever? We talking about, like, against Beatles and stuff. Like, they don't play about the Beatles. How can she have the most Grammys ever and win, like, Best Song of the Year or Record of the Year?
Right.
And never have Album of the Year? They do not want to individualize and give a single Black person, especially a single Black woman, that top award that you can get as an individual. They can collectively praise us sometimes, but they don't want to individualize us. And it pisses me off. And I'm going to keep being pissed off. And I feel like, is that why she kind of going country? Like, are y'all going to give it to me now that I want y'all? I'm doing your shit.
Okay, I feel like the country album is like taking people by surprise. But she has dabbled in country before.
Daddy Lessons.
Yeah, it's a good song.
But my thing is like, well, we don't even know if it's going to be a full album. It's just two country songs right now.
Yeah.
I love them both.
Right. They're good.
You like them?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for, like, the official line dance. Yeah.
It's a choreo this time. Because we didn't get choreo with Renaissance Part 1.
And then she was like, visuals coming soon. That's the thing, too. Does Beyonce give us scraps? And say, be happy with it?
At times.
Because where the hell are the visuals?
Honestly, I feel like all of them, like all, they all give us scraps at times.
Who else? Like Rihanna gives scraps.
Yeah. We've been getting scraps from Rihanna for a while.
She gonna do her little sway.
Right.
And get off the stage.
Yeah.
Now, Beyonce, when she performs, she ain't giving scraps.
Talk about it.
But like, but that's why if you are top, I just feel like she's top in so many categories.
Yeah.
In so many ways at different times. Mm-hmm. There are times where there's somebody who's like Adele's vocal album. You can understand her winning things.
Right.
Beyonce's not going to have the best everything every year.
Right.
Potentially. Hypothetically. I don't think. No. Because the time that she did lose Album of the Year. Well, not that time against whatever Beck or whatever. That ain't it. Lemonade was a whole movie. So that cheated her. Mm-hmm. Renaissance was a cheat. Self-titled was a cheat. Hold on. We can go down and live. Because it's all sounding like cheats now.
I think it speaks to the industry because I feel like who you give those awards to, like it sets a bar, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And there aren't a lot of people in that industry that can reach that bar.
Right.
So when you give it to someone like a Taylor Swift, the bar is now attainable.
Mm.
You could come out with, you know.
So you're saying they're trying to give hope to these other mediocre.
I think they want to be able to come.
I'm so sorry.
I think they want to be able to mass produce these cookie cutter artists, right? So maybe it is like giving them hope, but it also like it gives them that ability to keep giving us like the bare
minimum. See, and the thing about Taylor too, she's not a terrible artist.
She's not.
Because hold on. In middle school, You Belong With Me
came out. You don't even like two songs.
And Love Story came out. And I was like, this is my
They were good. And I'm not saying she doesn't have some good music. My point is, Beyonce could do any one of them songs.
Better.
And I'm like, give me a song.
A song by Taylor that Beyonce can't do?
Right. And can Taylor do Beyonce's song? Absolutely not.
Look What You Make Me Do. No, because imagine Beyonce doing Look What You Make Me Do. She can't shut up. Wait. But what I was going to say is that, like, I think Taylor deserves some awards for the things that she's had some major accomplishments. And this is me being serious. She has had some major accomplishments. Do I think her road to accomplishments was more simplified? Yes. But I think she's had good accomplishments. I don't think she needs Album of the Year every single year. I don't think she really... There may have been one album. I think the Fearless album. I dibble and dabble in some country. I dibble and dabble in white. I do like rock. Pop. I love all types of... You know, I would put up anything. Yeah. I'll play anything.
I'm not saying she doesn't have some hits.
Right.
Album of the Year. Come on.
What was on Fearless? I really can't name it. But like, I think it was good. They say it was good.
When's the last time you listened to a Taylor Swift album in its entirety?
February 30th. That's the thing. Album of the Year, they should be albums that are telling stories that are... Because when Adele was talking about like her divorce and all that, I don't even know if she won for that. For 30.
But there's plenty of more deserving albums and artists. But Taylor just keeps getting... But okay. Do you feel like it speaks to like their fan bases? Like, are Swifties more likely to put their vote in for Grammys and...
Right.
Right. Because there's a lot of people that are Beyonce fans that don't vote. I've never voted for an award show.
Are we allowed to vote?
Aren't they public?
See, now we're getting the emails about the votes, though.
I really don't know how that works. I've never taken time out of my day.
Well, they thank the Academy. But she did say something like, this is a direct representation of my fans or something. Right. But they probably are.
So I'm like, are we getting cheated or are we to blame?
Ooh. Uh-oh.
Or maybe it's a little both. I don't know. I really don't know. Who for thought?
I think we're getting cheated. I think it's systemic. I think there's ways that, I don't think that's necessarily the radical hill that we must take as a people in order for change.
I'm just saying, like, we're both fans. Right. We're both Beyonce fans. I've never voted for Beyonce in the awards. I just haven't.
And tell me the last Beyonce product you bought.
Give me a second.
Wait a minute. I'm not gonna get sacred though, even though I got locks.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the shampoo will clarify me.
I'm not famous.
At the end of the day, Beyonce is like peak of the industry. Mm-hmm. She is the cream of the crop. Mm-hmm. She is like a Whitney. She is like a Michael Jackson. She is these people that, and it's like when I think about it, it's always the Whitneys, is always the Michaels, is always us setting the standard, setting a bar that always seems to be unattainable, but not getting the full credit for it. Mm-hmm. And it just seems to kind of repeat itself in history, whether it's music, whether it's film, whether it's television. There's like so much quality Black stuff.
Yeah.
And quality Black stuff that, like, white people don't even have to force themselves into. Like, they don't have to pay attention to it. And that's what kind of irks me, too.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like stuff that is quality white movies, Black people go and see it. Mm-hmm. We have to read certain books in school that are, like, the best books ever.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in university, I was an English major. You know, I'm saying university like I'm British. And when I was in college, I majored in English, and I remember I had a class where I had to write. I was a writer, still am, but I had to do a, we had to like write our own little story, and I was using African-American vernacular English dialect in my story. And I remember that we had to do like a co-reading, like pick, you got partners picked. Everybody was white in there. This man tried to say, oh, you can't use ain't. Oh, this isn't correct grammar. Oh, this isn't that. This isn't that. And I'm like, have you never heard of Alice Walker, Toni Morrison? And right. He said, no. And I'm like, we're English majors. And it's like, our stuff does not get pushed into the forefront. And so I see what you're saying. We have to be willing to push it there.
Yeah, we have to do more than the bare minimum.
We trying to be bare minimum, but in their eyes, we have to do
right. It's like you have to push it to extremes to just get there.
Mm-hmm. I have a little game. In the spirit of Beyonce, this is so random. It's not like it's her birthday. It's not like, we're just gonna talk about Beyonce. Whatever, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
In the spirit of Beyonce, in her amazing discography that spans, I think I read 4 decades now.
That feels right.
Her and Mariah Carey are like the only ones that ever have like number ones in all 4 decades, I think. In like the past, whatever, in 4 decades. That's crazy. So, in the spirit of that, let's try to create the ultimate Beyonce album with her entire discography, all of the songs that she's ever put out. Album 6 songs.
Okay.
So if I pick a song, you can't pick it.
Okay.
Okay.
So my, is this like,
you can't look nothing up either.
No. I guess I'm like, structurally, am I just choosing like my top 6? Or it's however I want to structure this.
It's however you want to structure it. But I will say, and I don't know if the general public feels this way, but when I listen to an album, I need continuity. Mm. I need a single. I need a ballad.
Okay, let me think.
Well, let's see who's going first.
No, because I'm like, and now you want continuity? I'm like, I can't.
Well, I'm saying that's what I look for in the top album. I don't know what you be. And some people just click a song, put it on, and hit shuffle. They're crazy. When they pick an album, I can never start an album off with shuffle.
Yeah, no. Not a first listen.
Yeah. Renaissance, it took me about maybe 20 listens before I said, okay, I can shuffle this.
It was so well done.
It was so well done.
It was really like, that's what I'm trying to do that and think about how each song would like lead into the next. I need a minute.
And I feel like I need a deep cut too. Like something that don't get played all the time, but like it's a hit in my eyes.
Oh, let me think.
Wait, let's figure out who's going first. Because we're going to go back and forth. Come on, rock, paper, scissors. Best 2 out of 3 or 1? 1 and die.
2 out of 3.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Damn.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Yeah! Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay. Okay. Oh, I'm going first. Now there's pressure on me. Because I came up with the game, but I didn't think about nothing. Because, like, what's going to start it off? I don't want to go too obvious, though, either. No, I think I might.
What am I going to do if you pick one of my songs?
You're done for. I think I need to start with a banger.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm not easing my way into this album.
Okay.
I think we're hitting the album, BAM! Getting you up ready to dance.
Okay.
I have to start with Crazy in Love.
Ooh. Okay.
I know that that's like, you know, it's like a basic single.
No, but it's...
But I think that's a heavy hitter. BAM! 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 You're ready to dance.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's my first pick.
I'm going to start with Pure Honey.
Start with it.
Yeah, that's only the first one on my album.
Yeah. How does that open up again?
Yeah.
Honey. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Wait. What am I going into? Damn.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me think. I don't know where I'm going next.
Not you coming up with the game and then not me.
I know, I wasn't prepared at all. Hold on. I think I'm going into Blow.
You knew that was going to be my next song.
Had to cut it off.
You knew that was my next song.
I could feel the wavelength. But I feel like it works for mine too. It's a little bit disco-y. But that was when she was easing into the disco.
Oh, my God.
It's still upbeat. We bumping, dancing. We're sweating at this point on my album.
Oh, my God. You knew that was the perfect transition.
I'm so sorry. Not really.
Okay, I have a backup. I'm going to do Kitty Cat.
Mm.
You know I hate sleeping alone. Mm.
I'm not really. Yeah.
You better not pick my next one.
No, I think what I'm thinking next, you're not going to pick at all. And I don't even know if I want to pick it. But I think I need to like slow us down a little bit, but not all the way down. I think I'm doing Be With You.
Mm.
I'd rather be with you.
Okay.
Yeah, funk it up a little bit.
Okay. I'm still mad about Blow.
I'm so sorry.
Mm.
You're going to stay mad.
All right. I'm going to do Green Light.
That used to be my favorite song.
Period.
That used to be my favorite song.
I'm going for like a not quite funk wave, but almost groovy kind of like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my energy right now.
So I feel like I'm on a theme of love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had Crazy in Love. I had Blow. Rather Be With You. For the next one, I think I'm going to throw in my ballad, and I think I'm going to go with Dangerously in Love. I'm doing the damn thing.
Okay. I think I'm a go. I need energy. I need a little. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna trail off of the groovy and go a little higher energy, a little hype, whatever. I'm gonna go ring the alarm.
And you know,
ring the alarm. I've been doing this too long.
I don't know if you did this, but I feel like in color theory, this is so random. You went from green light, and I feel like ring the alarm gives off red vibes.
Absolutely.
That's fire. That is. I like that little transition. Okay.
I'm trying.
I was at Dangerously in Love.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know where I'm going. I know how I'm ending it.
Okay.
I think I need to pick it back up a little bit, though. Damn, because now I want green light. Okay. I'm kind of doing some of the old ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm throwing in Deja Vu. Oh my gosh, I remember myself running around my mom's living room, trying to dance like her, and oh my gosh.
I think I'm going to go. Okay, I left off on Ring the Alarm.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to stick with the, like, woman scorned kind of vibe. But, like, a little bit of a calmer melody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Hold Up.
Oh, okay.
Hold up. They don't love you like I love you.
Okay. Slow down.
Yes, we're going to slow it down a little bit.
Hold up, because now that you said a song from Lemonade, there's a song from Lemonade that I'm going to put as an honorable mention. It's not going to make it. That's the bonus track. That's the bonus track.
Flip the CD over.
B-side. Well, she should do an album and then have the... I know she did kind of like that, but have it be like the B-side. Right. Okay, anyway. She got enough ideas. She got enough people coming up with ideas for her. She don't need us. Okay, I'm going to close it out with a song that I think perfectly closed out that album originally. And I'm going to end it with Summer Renaissance.
Damn it.
You supposed to pick that for real?
Yeah. I was about to go back to groovy. Like, it was going to be...
Okay. So
great. Yeah.
That would have worked with Pure.
Yeah. Damn.
But here's what I'm talking about. Like, I feel like it's just the vibe still. It's still kind of about love, but it's like happiness. Good way to end it. The Donna Summer sample went crazy. Had to close it off with that. Yeah. How you closing?
Oh,
how you going to come back?
Oh, I don't know. Shit, you done took all the ones I would have picked. All right, I'm gonna go. What's that remix? The Baby Make It Rain.
Oh, okay. Na, na. Cuff It, the Wetter Remix.
The Wetter Remix. I'm gonna do that.
Okay. And then it went sex. Effing.
Woo!
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm a.
So we'll see what the people say.
I think it's a good little mix. I'm upset that two of my songs got stolen.
I feel like I did the damn thing. Like I was about to have the
album of the year, but
I snatched it from you.
You did.
No, yours was good too, though. What
good?
It's different vibes for different people. Like some people might vibe with yours more. I vibe with mine.
Blow and Summer Renaissance. Like
I don't know how I read your mind on that. All right, but we'll close it out. I think that was a fun little game.
It was. I liked it.
Let me know how you're going to do the bare minimum into this upcoming week. Difficult.
Girl, I'm just trying to make it from Monday to Friday.
Look, and you doing the bare minimum to get there? And that's all we can ask for. I think... What am I going to do? My Switch comes in on Tuesday.
Download Stardew Valley.
I think I'm going to put that Stardew Valley on there.
Period.
Look, if I got a little downtime at work, because I work from home. Got a little downtime, pop that thing in.
Hop on the bar.
Somebody needs to get on a call. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm preoccupied. So no. I'm going to play my game.
Do what you got to do.
And that's what I'm going to do. let us know at BG Bare Minimum on, what are we on?
On everything.
It's Instagram, BG Bare Minimum. TikTok, BG Bare Minimum. You can email us at BG Bare Minimum. Let us know how you're going to do the bare minimum into the week. Yeah. Let us know what you think about our albums, and let us know why Danelle's album is the best.
Oh my gosh. And what would your album be? If somebody wasn't stealing your song.
Yeah, yeah. I'm interested to hear that. Yeah. So, yeah. Leave comments. Looking forward to engaging with y'all, but BG Bare Minimum.
BG Bare Minimum.
Out.